$1,000.
It's time for the Fall Into Cash secret code word. The code word is laugh. That's L-A-U-G-H. Laugh. Enter laugh right now at 72881. Again, it's laugh, L-A-U-G-H. Enter it now at 72881.
Message and data rates apply.
Text now to win and fall into cash.
On Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie. On Alice.
Hello?
That was kind of anticlimactic. What just happened there, Pumpkin?
Something was supposed to fire like this.
What?
Hello?
It's not working.
Hey, what, Sean?
Sean?
What do I have an empty?
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, you're trying to do that?
That thing has like 10 seconds of dead air on the front of it.
Sure
Can
does.
We fix that, please?
Sure does.
The dating game. How'd this come up with Josh anyway?
Well, so Josh and I were hanging out at Bar Bingo.
Okay.
Oh, I have a whole.
Josh is a friend of the show. Josh Morales. He does quite a bit of our stuff on Facebook and things that we do, and it needs to be Photoshopped because Sean hasn't learned yet. But
right.
But
or
he,
us either.
But he does some of that stuff and puts it together and comes up with ideas and it impresses us.
Amazing.
So we've somewhat become big friends with Josh.
Right. So I was talking to Josh about I introduced T and Kabasabe and Mike. At Bar Bingo. And so then, I don't know, we were just... Oh, I know what it was. I was telling him about that guy. I was telling him about a couple of the men at Bar Bingo.
Right.
And their smooth moves.
And?
And he's like, oh, you know, I've been online dating. And he's like, I swear to God, it's just, I said, well, I could never online date. And he's like, oh my God, all these women want to be taken care of. He's like, I said, you know, I think it's because there's just, I think it's so hard to online date because there's so many choices that when they go out with you, they're like, oh, maybe there's something better. And he's like, I don't know. Every woman I go out with on these online dating things, they all just want to be taken care of. What do you do? Oh, I want to be taken care of. I was like, well, that's rude.
So we thought, you know, we'll talk to Josh because Jamie doesn't do online dating.
Nope.
Sean's married. I'm in a relationship. I don't do online dating. Never have. And we found it interesting. Thought, okay, well, Josh is a buddy of ours, and he can tell us exactly what's going on. And then we booked Josh for the show. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we did a little, you know, investigation off air, like, okay, Josh, what's it like, blah, blah, blah. When Josh mentions,
you want to see if
you want to. Yeah, let's let Josh do it. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Hey Josh, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
We're good. The online dating stuff, would you find it being, like, really hot right now for you or not?
No.
No.
I just turned 32, and I have never felt so out of the loop.
Right.
It's a whole new thing.
Josh,
it gets pretty creepy. It takes you to dark places.
But I would think for a guy like you, and which we're about to reveal, but I would say for a guy like you that the world is your oyster.
True. But you have to remember, you have to deal with other people's insecurities. And I guess online dating, when it first started, it probably worked. But now people are finding it like a safe zone where they'll be completely open online. But then when it's finally time to meet up, they're just like, they completely shut down.
Yeah, not the same person.
No, that's pretty interesting because, there'll be a different person online than, like, even, you know, oh, I like to do this. And then you meet them and they're like, I don't do that.
Josh, what are a couple of the sites that you're on?
Like, I'm trying a couple of them. So I remember one was a Plenty of Fish. Like, I know that one gets a lot of bad rep, but I think it's the closest accurate one because there are some that are just money hungry, pretty much. So to read your messages, you have to pay a fine. Then there's some that are pretty much really cruel that have an unpopular meter. So if you
sign up,
and they'll tell, they'll tell you and tell other people that you're very unpopular. And if you want them to tell them that you are popular, you have to pay them $10.
What would make you unpopular, though?
That seems like blackmail.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
But other people on the site post these unpopular things about you, right?
No, I just mean like
the
people don't like looking at you. You don't get enough messages, so they just label you a loser. Like, I noticed that right away because, you know, I just like joined on. And I was like, I don't know what this is.
What site is that one?
Zusk?
Oh, I've seen the ads for that. Yeah, I've seen it.
Like, if you go on the app, you're going to see, like, 4 stars. But I'm telling you, those are fake.
So you have to pay for your stars.
Yeah, everybody's complaining.
Wow, that's blackmail.
Yeah, it is.
You're paying to take your I don't like you popularity thing off.
You know, here's another thing, too, Josh, that I'm hearing, and Sean will be one to back this up, too. Now, I don't know. I'm just hearing this. The rumor is these dating sites are starting to turn into just big old brothels.
Pretty much, especially not only that one, like, here's a big one, but it's one of them is for gay men, Grindr.
You like that one?
I go both ways. Sometimes I go this way and that way.
We were waiting on that statement.
Say it again.
Let's clear all this up. I am bi. So I tried.
Josh, you're not bi.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
He can be bi if he wants to be bi, Jamie. Don't be his mother right now.
He's not. I'm not his mother. I'm not old enough to be his mother.
But you're acting like it.
He's not bi. When we were outside, all we talked about was women.
No, I told you what I was. It just shows that you weren't listening.
No, we talked about women, and did you not say they all want to be taken care of?
Yeah, but like the last couple of people I've been with have been guys.
What? Well, no, that's wonderful. It's love. Hey,
so Josh. You know what I mean? You know me.
Right, so
I don't have a problem with any of it, right? But the thing is, in my head, we were just talking about women. So in my head, he was a straight man.
Yeah.
And now he's both ways. And that's just crazy to me. Because the world is his oyster.
Now, when you're both ways, Josh, now, I'm going to ask you some really dumb questions, okay? Because I'm ignorant when it comes to this, okay? I really am, and I'll confess it. Now, when it comes to guys and girls, when you're doing the bye, is it just
when
because...
When you're doing the bye.
When you're doing the bye thing. Yeah. When you got a bye week. All right. Look. Is that just because you can't make up your mind?
Because what?
Because you can't make up your mind?
No, because I'm like a... It's one of those things. You just get attracted to everything. And... And I guess it makes my opinion a little bit more accurate because I do see dating on both sides. Like, guys can just be completely, like, it's embarrassing. Cause especially with those sites, like, the way, like, you don't even start off with a high. It's just like a wiener picture pops up and, like, I can't have a conversation with that.
Whoa, back up. On the guy sites, only wiener pictures pop up.
They don't even say hi.
They don't even want to know your name.
No.
Huh.
So, like, what do you do with that? Like, oh, cool. Are you seeing watching the Broncos Sunday? Like, yeah, it can't go anywhere with that.
Right.
All right. So, right. I've always, okay. Huh. Well, this is crazy to me because I you know. Well, I don't need to know that. I changed my mind about the question I was going to ask him because I adore Josh. But how do you know, what day it is? Like, are Thursdays guy nights and Fridays are women? Like, how do you know which?
Well, that's the thing. Like, for me, dating, it's whoever I connect with. So, like, this online dating, like, I am a one person. Like, I'm just very focused on just that one person. And normally, when I usually date people, it's people that I've been hanging around with for a while. So just actually going out there and just finding somebody to hang out with is completely new. And I guess it's totally different right now. So right now I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like letting go of the steering wheel and just seeing what happens.
Well, we told you, Josh, as you and I talked, like people don't know how to meet just out now anymore. You know, they don't know how to just connect just when you're out. Because now with all these dating sites and whatnot, you have so many choices that it seems like nobody settles for anybody because they're always worried that there's something better on a site.
True. And especially, like, yeah, I was one of those people that, like, I fell for the ads. You know, it was like, you know, are you too busy to go out and meet other people? I'm like, yes. Like, are you tired of flirting with your married friends when their husbands are away? Not really, but I know I'm going to get in trouble for that later on. But it's like... But then when I finally get into it, I realize, like, it's just everybody who's been hurt. So, like, yeah, I'm not ready to meet or go out. So I'm more of a person, I like to stay at home. I'm like, okay, well, and for some of these people, we've been talking for, like, 2 months. I'm like, then let's just do, like, something at home then. And then they're like, well, I'm not too sure for that. So, like, it's just 2 months of, like, wasted time.
On the line with us is Josh. Josh is a friend of the show. We're talking about dating websites. And in the last 24 hours, Jamie and I have found out that Josh is bi, so he's on every site. He's on every site, all right? And let me say this about Josh, too. Josh is one of those guys, for ladies anyway, I think, and even for a guy like me that recognizes this, Josh is one of those guys that walks into the room, and he is a gorgeous guy. Very good-looking man. He really is. You are, Josh. I mean, you're a very attractive guy.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
He's very handsome.
And he's
it's
funny.
Very noticeable when he walks into a room, too. And so you, are you looking for, are you in the hookup stage, or are you trying to find a relationship?
That's what he was saying. He wants a relationship. He wants to be
solid.
With somebody. Yeah.
But I understand that takes time, too. So I guess it starts off as hookup.
Yeah,
get to know each other.
Just a wiener
picture.
But then
again, I guess the world doesn't work like that anymore, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
Has our producer, Sean, ever sent you one of those pictures?
I'm on right now.
What?
With, you know, let's talk to somebody, the worst dater ever, about dating apps. I'm like, So, I don't know.
Hey, Josh.
I don't even know what just happened. What do you say?
My question was, Josh, has our producer Sean ever sent you one of those wiener pictures?
No, but just sometimes where I'll get a little bit nervous. Like, he'll be showing me pictures on his phone. He's like, if something pops up, like, I'm sorry.
He does? Oh, let's get to this now.
Holy hell.
Josh, sometimes do you find Sean to be a little bit creepy?
No. Surprisingly, on Wednesday, I out-creeped Shayna.
Really? Can I know?
Lisa.
Can I know?
I don't think I can really say that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sean told us yesterday, Josh, and this is what Jamie and I are just kind of imagining, and you're kind of confirming that these sites, he has a buddy. Sean, what was it you said about your buddy?
I have a friend who just turned 50, and he's single, no kids, and he says that these dating sites are just raining women onto him, and he can be literally physically with a different woman every other few days.
No strings.
He's a single guy. He's in good shape. He's got a good job. He's got his own car. And so he's like a commodity because he doesn't want to.
That's what Okie Dokie told me as well. He's like, hey, listen, I'm on all these sites. And because I'm this, 40-something year old guy, all these desperate housewives, single moms, I can have anybody I want.
Yeah.
And so, like, my buddy is saying, why get in a relationship?
This is how fast it was. The guy, all he had was a layover by the airport.
Tell us more.
Literally a layover.
I sort of blocked it out, but all I can really say is, like, it's kind of a, he has a high political job in Texas.
Right.
That's all I'm going to really say.
It was George Bush?
It was Jeb.
Get out of here.
It was Jeb.
You and Jeb Bush? He's in Florida. It was George?
It's just more fun to say Jeb.
I know. I like it.
Wow, Josh. You don't strike me as a slut.
Josh, don't you find that dangerous?
No, that was like my first time. And yeah, I didn't like it. Like, but I kind of took Shayna's opinion.
Doesn't it scare you, though, to just go meet a complete stranger?
What was Shayna's opinion?
Well, she told me, like, I need to, like, enjoy myself, like, because it's been a while since I actually dated. So he's like, just enjoy yourself. And I tried, and now I'm just like, I feel so...
Oh, my God.
That was my wife sent you into the layover?
I told him to do that, and now he feels ugly.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
She is promoting his whoreness.
Well, my wife believes in being yourself, and if that's part of who you are, then that's part of who
but
you
he's,
are.
But he wasn't that. He went with her advice, and then he felt dirty and ugly and used.
You're
he
didn't know George that Bush until... at a hotel.
He didn't know that until he took her advice.
Right. All right, Josh.
Oh, boy. Well, Josh.
Awesome. I think I'm out of questions.
Josh, don't do that anymore. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Don't do that anymore.
No, I won't.
So what do you think you're, like... Not that you have to, I guess, but what do you think you're mostly attracted to?
Sex-wise? Or male and female?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you guys...
Say women.
I'm going for guys right now. Like, it doesn't change.
Right now, because it's October.
And you get to swap up next month.
November's female, October...
It really sounds like there's some freedom to that.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea, actually.
I'm starting to rethink some things myself around
here. Maybe we should all join the club.
Right. Hey, Josh, maybe you should try that Christian mingle.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Like, I don't know. If something tells me they're going to force me to go to church on Sunday.
All right, Josh.
All right. Well,
Josh, good talking to you. I don't know exactly what we talked about, but.
I don't know. But thank you for not pimping me out, though. I was getting nervous on that.
Oh, no. Everybody knows that you're Josh Morales. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
They can find you on Facebook.
Yeah. Your dress, whatever.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Anything we can do to help. All right, Josh.
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
Whatever.
All right.
Good luck with the rest of Wiener Month, and then next month, just whatever.
Wiener Month.
All right. Wiener Month, I love it. All right.
See you, buddy.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, later.
Oh, my
wow.
That was your wife.
My wife told him to do that,
your
huh?
wife.
Well, I bet, she just wants people to learn about themselves, and he learned about himself. I don't think she went out and was like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you go hook up with somebody? If, you know what I mean? I think it was more of a general, like...
This whole thing is weird. This was not what I was even wanting to talk about.
I couldn't have seen that going.
Like, we were going to talk about how difficult online dating is because everybody has a buffet of people. Never mind.
I live a boring life. I do.
Wow.
Okay.
Put your Twitter to good use.
We're at BJ and Jamie.
Pete Keel wants to approve your credit today. We have hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. So if you have a job making at least $400 a week, Pete Keel wants to approve your credit today. Pete Kia, it's a great idea.
When you stop by your local Big O Tires Big October Savings event, you'll get great deals, like saving $100 instantly on in-stock set of four installed Big O brand tires through November 1st. Big O, the team you trust. Not valid with any other offers. At participating locations only.
Right now, while the Powerball jackpot is $150 million or less, you can win up to 10 times the cash by adding PowerPlay for an extra buck. That's 10 times the cash, coin, money, moolah, bank, bread, bucks, bacon, greenbacks, and gravy for one measly dollar. It's true. 10 times the cheddar, cheese, dough, dinero, lettuce, loot, clams, cabbage, paper, and presidents for just one little old Washington with PowerPlay 10 times. Jackpot and match 5 prizes excluded. Must be 18 to buy. Prizes equal 50% of sales. Odds of winning 1 in 25. See ColoradoLottery.com for details.
T-Mobile is Denver's fastest 4G LTE network, but you know they're not stopping there. Now they're taking their network to the next level, and they're covering more ground in the Mile High City than ever before. They're not just taking downtown or the 16th Street Mall either. They're covering across the Front Range. That means you're going to get coverage from Fort Collins all the way to Colorado Springs and back, even out to Boulder. But their coverage is not just getting bigger, it's also getting better. With a stronger in-building signal, it's expanded coverage that you need. From the office to the house all the way to the great outdoors, it's all over Denver's fastest 4G LTE network. And right now, you can hook up the whole family. Get four lines of up to 10 gigs with 4G LTE data per line. That's 10 gigs per person, so you never have to share your data again. What are you waiting for? Get the best value for families on Denver's fastest 4G LTE network. Make the switch today to the Un-carrier. Check out T-Mobile. Limited time offer. Qualifying service required. Fastest LGE network based on download speed. Capable device required. Coverage not available in all areas. See T-Mobile stores for details.
From Universal Pictures.
All the web's been talking about is Jem.
Jem. Jem. Jem.
Discover what happens.
Oh my God.
You're internet famous. That's like the second best thing to being actually famous.
When your dreams take center stage.
Let's tell the world who we really are.
Now comes the musical event that will rock your world.
This is our time!
Jem and the Holograms, featuring the new song Young Blood, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. America's number one reality show is Emmy winner The Voice, Mondays and Tuesdays on NBC.
A company needs to have a goal. At Kaiser Permanente, ours is to create a world where no one gets sick, ever. Is that a bit ambitious? Yes. So we're willing to admit it may take a while. It's been 70 years so far. We know, baby steps. So for starters, we treat illness, but we work just as hard at preventing it. We believe in checkups in hopes that you'll need fewer fix-ups. But if you do, we connected our community of caregivers and gave them the tools to help make people well. The next step is changing people's habits. Let's make smart choices and be more active. Let's make time for immunizations and preventive care. Let's laugh more, love more, and even sleep more. Because those are some of the most important things we can do to keep ourselves well. Will our work ever be done? Okay, maybe not, but we'll never stop trying. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we want you to live well and thrive. Join us at kp.org.
Get ready for Boo at the Zoo. It's the 31st annual Boo at the Zoo, presented by your hometown Toyota stores. Halloween weekend, Denver Zoo at King Supers is your Boo at the Zoo headquarters.
Did you know it's a safe and fun way for kids to trick-or-treat? With over 25 treat stations, crafts, wild animal encounters, and family-friendly entertainment.
Bring your young witch or goblin to Boo at the Zoo October 24th and 25th, or October 31st and November 1st.
Avoid the lines and buy tickets today at your
your neighborhood King Supers, your Boo at the Zoo headquarters.
Then, refresh your little ghosts and goblins with Nestle Pure Life Purified Water. Now available in new limited edition 8-ounce to-go-sized monster bottles. They're kid-friendly Halloween bottles full of pure, crisp, refreshing water to satisfy little thirsts. Available in a variety of characters, including Scully, Cat, Mummy, Vampire, Frankenstein, Jack-O-Lantern, and Witch. Perfect for the Halloween parties and trick-or-treating. They're on sale today at your local King Supers.
Tony winner Idina Menzel. A performance you'll talk about for a lifetime.
Cause there's a moment when everything changes. There's a moment to leap off the cliff.
If
there's
then, Idina Menzel stars in the Broadway musical about a woman in New York today who discovers all the possibilities of tomorrow.
You wonder what?
October 13th through the 25th. Tickets at DenverCenter.org or call 303-893-4100.
Who's on your team can make the difference between getting blindsided and breaking away? Getting sacked and getting six. And if you're dealing with a health issue, your team can mean the difference between staying sidelined and getting back on your feet. With the most advanced cardiovascular program in the region, the game changers in medicine are at UC Health. Learn more at uchealth.org/gamechangers.
Next Radio presents Live FM Radio versus Buffering.
Oh, this will be awesome. Come on, you big stud.
And they're off. Pharaoh takes it.
Wait, how are you getting that?
This is live with my Next Radio app. I downloaded today.
No, really, stop. I'm not there yet. I'm still hearing the announcers babbling on about the track conditions.
Go, 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 go! Winner, winner, time for dinner! Woohoo!
Yay!
Don't let live pass you by. Get the Next Radio app now. It's your favorite local FM stations over the air. No stream required. And when the data network goes down, you can still listen, no problem. Don't miss your favorite sporting events, music, news, whatever. Live as it happens.
Cross the line and Pharaoh wins the crown!
Yeah, great.
Skip the buffer. Skip Buffering and get the free Next Radio app today.
Next Radio.
King Supers has a huge online selection of natural and organic items. Order today at kingsupers.com/livenaturally and enjoy fast home delivery.
DJ and Jamie.
Traffic on Alice.
Yeah, so far so good. A little bit lighter than normal in most areas out there. Still a few wet spots as well. We're looking at the buildup on the North Valley. It's actually just jamming a little bit around the Thornton Parkway. It opens up. As you get into downtown, there is an accident southbound near Spear. It looks like it may be off to the side with some slowing through that stretch. Opens up from there down to the Tech Center. They had one northbound at Alameda. That also off to the side as a hazard as you're coming through. 225 busy in from the spillway. 270's jamming. Looks like I-76 a little on the heavy side as well. Watch for the lights out this morning over in West Denver at Alameda and Morrison. Now back to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Alice, 105.9.
They don't understand you. You're from the heart.
despite its name.
We're not totally sure where this is going to go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm so excited about Friday.
Me too.
I just got a private message from a friend.
Yeah.
So we just had a mutual friend, Josh, on, right?
Yes.
She says, Jamie, what the hell just happened? Josh is so damn handsome, and this news just made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. Now I can't fantasize about him anymore. Why?
No, why does she have to act like that?
I think she had a crush on him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
And then she realizes not only is she competing with other women.
But other men.
She's competing with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody.
Right. So yeah. I wrote her back and I said, BJ said, just start thinking about him.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I'm a great fantasy.
Right.
Look at me.
No,
now, I wonder, you know what I was going to ask Josh and I didn't get to it? Mm-hmm. I wonder if gay men or bi find me attractive. I'm curious. I wonder if they... I think they do. I think they do.
You think about this often?
No, I'm just saying. It just hit me as we're talking to Josh and him talking about, you know, hooking up and stuff.
Yeah.
And not that I'm into that or want to do that or anything like that. I'm just curious. I could have a curiosity about it, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I think they do.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've been hit on several times. What?
Nothing. What? I was just waiting for it all to be over.
I think they do.
Just sit back and watch them.
Yeah. What you can text me if you want.
What's going to happen?
51059.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I need to go home.
Hey, listen to this.
What?
Adele just released her first single today.
It dropped?
Yep, just the first single and the actual video.
Holy, Adele dropped one today?
I love it. You know what?
She dropped one.
It's called Hello. I love it.
Hello.
I love it.
Hello.
I love it.
We haven't heard it.
Huh?
Is that the one that we played the other day?
Yeah.
The Lionel Richie ripoff?
Oh, it is not. Stop it. She's awesome. This is the first song. This is exciting for a lot of us. I love her. So, listen, she just dropped the entire video. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Oh, the song is so good, BJ.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Sure it is.
It is.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years...
I just stole this song from Lionel Richie.
Oh, my God.
Richie.
Stop Hello. Running songs.
Hello.
Stop running songs, especially this one.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Who's this?
Hello.
All right, stop. Are you done? Are you done? Because this is going to be a huge hit.
Okay.
God. Stupid. Sean, will you post the video?
I sure will.
Thank you.
And I'm going to record it for you.
Ba-ba-da-da-da.
You're going to record it?
Yeah.
Well, so you get out of the next piece. So you can hear more than what we're hearing on there because I believe that the song is not being represented in its entirety. From what that little clip is, I think it's misleading.
Trust me.
So much more substance to this song.
This is plenty.
Hello.
I hate it. They just released, just now, and Sherry has 3 million views. People love her. Mm. They love her. And it's really a pretty song. Hello.
3 million views.
Already. They just did this. Crazy. All right. So that's exciting news. We're going to put it on Facebook right now. Sean's doing that. And he's going to record it and hopefully we can play it. Yeah. Okay. Good idea. In its entirety.
We have to get permission from management.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
I'm not breaking rules around here.
There's no rules about that.
Yes, there is.
I've never had a rule like that in my life when something like that pops open. In my whole entire life.
I'll wait for the phone call.
Oh, God, you're so dumb.
I need to wait for a phone call from the boss. I don't go beyond what the boss says around here.
He hasn't said anything. When something like that drops, you're allowed to do it. Who are you, Mr. Oh, no, I'm all buttoned up.
I'm a company guy,
I'm
Jamie
company
Wyatt.
Man.
I'm a company man.
Funny, because we played other songs in their entirety when they just came out.
But they're not Adele.
Hello.
I mean, my God, yesterday we played like Air Supply or something. No, it's Captain and Tennille. That's what we did.
After all these years, you'd like to meet.
Hello.
Can I move on?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Ooh, there's some new Pop-Tart flavors coming out.
Oh, like what? Oh, I love Pop-Tarts.
I know you do. I thought you would be excited about this.
Yeah, I buy them all the time.
Let's see here. It says frosted maple and bacon, chocolate and caramel, watermelon and pink lemonade. I don't know about that bacon and maple.
I don't know.
I'm kind of over the bacon stuff. I know it's really popular, but everything's tasting like bacon or pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't want that. I like the staples. Like, I want strawberry. Yeah.
Well, they already have those. Those aren't new.
No. I'm saying what I like about the Pop-Tarts. I don't like the exotic flavors.
We're exotic.
I don't need the lemonades.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks for telling us, though. You're not into exotic Pop-Tarts.
Bacon, crusted, whatever. Nah.
BJ, as a gay man, I do not find you attractive.
You're only one. You're probably not a real peach yourself there, pal.
Whoa!
What? I'm just stating it. I'm just saying. Probably just all hairy and plumpy.
Hairy and what?
Plumpy.
Plumpy.
If you can diss me on here, I can diss you.
Oh, you go, BJ.
How about that?
Yep.
You know what? Yeah, take that in the shorts, right. Pal.
I bet he does.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry.
All right, okay.
Bad choice of words.
We're acting like Friday.
Yeah,
all right. CeeLo Green has become engaged to Shani James.
Mm-hmm.
Shani James. Who's she?
His fiance.
Right? Good one. Also, I'm really proud to tell you all this. You know that HIV drug? I believe it was HIV drug. Where that just pompous ass bought the company,
uh-huh.
And he changed it from $13.50 per pill to $750.
Right.
Do you remember him?
I do.
And he was the most hated man on the planet.
Right, right. Well, he gouged.
Then he said he was going to change it back. Well, then he never did.
Nope.
Well, yesterday it was announced this brand new drug company. It's called Imprimis. They are charging $1 per pill.
I don't get it.
I think it's awesome.
I don't get it.
They're just doing it to go on you.
How did it ever become a cornered on the market for $750 and then one day it's available for a dollar?
Because
there's something weird about this story.
This company just said, hey, we can make that.
I'd say the dollar one doesn't work.
No, you can't say that. Of course it works.
I'm just saying it's fishy, Jamie.
It's not fishy.
That's a big price difference.
Well, yeah, but so is $13.50 to $750 per pill. The guy changed it one day. So this drug company is like, hey, you know what? We just realized we can make that compound. So we're going to put this compound together, and we're only going to charge you guys a dollar. Ha ha. Oh, right, that guy is so pissed.
Good news, I guess.
Well, what do you mean, you guess?
It just seems fishy. Something about the story seems fishy to me.
Okay. Let me say it like this.
What?
The other pill went from $13.50 to $750 per pill. How can that possibly be?
Well,
yes.
When something's more expensive, it just seems like it's better for you.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
If it's cheap, it is like, you know, like, here, take this. It's only I don't want that.
Right.
You know what?
It's funny you say that.
If that's the way it feels to me. It's like this $750 one. Okay, we're being gouged, but I'll bet that pill works.
It really works.
It'll knock that stuff out. You know, this dollar one, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it should work.
Isn't that so stupid and true?
It is, though, isn't it?
It is.
You can get the same products for a much higher price, and I always feel like that higher price one is far better.
I know.
Far better.
We're all brainwashed. It's so stupid. Okay, let's see here. What was it going to do? I had some more of this crap, and I just lost it. Hold on. Bradley Cooper says he'll never hang out. He'll never sleep with Jennifer Lawrence ever. I don't know why he needed to tell us that, but I guess people are speculating that they're hooking up.
I wonder how she feels about that, for him to make that statement.
He said, never. It just didn't happen. It's just not the way we are together. We're BFFs. He said the secret to their solid working relationship is no sex.
I'm with Sean.
What?
They're doing it.
You
don't say something like that. And plus, you don't have a BFF that's a girl if you're Bradley Cooper.
He's so cute.
You don't have a BFF. That's a girl.
Somebody pointed this out, and it says, BJ, you actually have a point.
What?
The more expensive a hooker is, the better she is.
Bingo. Ask Lamar. You know, his tab was $76,000 at that brothel. I'll bet they were good.
By the way, that guy hasn't gotten paid, and he wants his money.
Who?
The guy at the brothel.
Yeah, he does. He's going to sue, he says. Chloe, now how would you like to be the wife of Lamar Odom, and you got to pay for the hookers?
Right, you have to write out that check?
Well, yeah, because he's in the hospital. He can't write the check. Right. So the guy from the brothel says he's going to go after Chloe to get the money. So now you're the wife paying for the hookers. That's just not cool.
That is not cool. That's one check that you should
have to... That's one check that she should not be forced to write. Exactly. I'm not giving those skanks this money.
Yeah.
Lamar's going to have to wake up and sign the check himself.
Speaking of Lamar, Khloe Kardashian says she took Lamar back because he's sworn off drugs.
What about hookers?
He didn't say.
He didn't say?
He didn't mention it.
Well, you know, here's the thing about vices. When you got addiction problems...
Uh-huh.
And you got, like, let's say there's drugs. Uh-huh. Let's say there's hookers.
Okay.
Let's just say there's gambling. Whatever. You can't give them all up at once. You got to pick one. And then you just kind of move toward giving all them up. You know, cold turkey on everything's dangerous.
Maybe come around Lent, around Lent time, maybe I'll give up hookers.
Right, give him a little time. Let him get off the drugs first.
And then the hookers.
Stay with the hookers. Right. Keep the hookers. Keep doing that. And then eventually get rid of all of it. It just takes time.
Ixnay on the hook, eh?
Yeah.
Lamar Odom promised Khloe Kardashian he'd never do drugs again after hitting rock bottom. Insiders say the former NBA star told Khloe over the weekend he knew he cheated death, promising, "I am done with drugs." He also thanked her for coming to Vegas and supporting him, blah, blah, blah. Khloe reportedly made the decision right then and there when he said he's done with drugs to drop the divorce and nurse Lamar back to health. Her lawyer went to court on Wednesday, got the judge to dismiss the divorce case.
She's crazy.
She is crazy.
She's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, he had two surgeries yesterday, emergency surgeries. He has pneumonia, and he's still in bad shape. He's still, even though we thought, oh, my God, you know, he's doing so amazing, he still might not make it out of the woods because he's...
Well, the pneumonia is really dangerous when you're in the hospital because you're so weak. Your system's weak.
So they
pneumonia
said...
Pneumonia will kill you.
He's not in great shape at all. Jared, that Subway kid, has to pay $1 million to all his victims. It's not even worth it. He's just so yucky. 10 victims each received a check for $100,000, and four others will get their $100,000 installments before the former Subway pitchman is sentenced next month to at least 5 years in prison.
He's not in jail.
Which is crazy.
He's just walking the streets.
Isn't that crazy to you?
He's admitted to all this with underage kids, and he's still walking the streets.
America's Got Talent adds Simon Cowell as a judge. Yay!
Good move.
And Sean thinks that guy unlocked a lock in his stomach and then threw it up.
Yeah, he did.
Regurgitation man or something?
The regurgitator.
Yeah.
I watched him. He put that padlock in there, then he swallowed the keys, and then he swallowed Heidi's wedding ring, and then he unlocked the padlock, and he put the ring on the padlock, and then he relocked the padlock, and then he regurgitated them all one at a time. Just the padlock came out, and it had the ring right on there.
Whoa.
Did it with his gum.
Yeah.
Right there in his gut. Did it.
Okay.
Strong gut.
You can't. No.
Sean, do you really believe that?
It's a magic trick.
I mean, because I feel like you really believe that, and I don't think he did that.
No, he didn't do that.
I think that he did do that.
It appeared he did, but he didn't really, really do it with his stomach muscles.
Well, then I would like for you to explain to me how he did it.
I can't.
Well,
Sean.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's magic.
I can't. I can't explain the
But
magic.
I know this magic is, I mean, like, they don't really cut the lady's head off.
Mm-mm.
And then separate the two parts and roll them around and then put them, you know what I mean?
Well, they do. The illusion is there, but
right, but I mean,
really.
They don't really.
There'd be blood on the floor.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is, like.
You guys are rocking my world right now. And I'm not sure I'm ready for this. So let's just go with he swallowed the lock. It makes me feel more comfortable
okay.
knowing that he did it.
Okay. All right. Let's hear. I have a couple other things, and then we'll get on with our lives. We really need to play that song. I'm just telling you that right now. This is the big story. Bum, bum, bum. It says an explosive new book claims that Beyonce and Jay-Z separated for a year amid claims the rapper was having an affair with a 17-year-old Rihanna.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, Beyonce will beat the, you know what, out of that girl. She will.
It says Jay-Z and Beyonce separated for a year amid rumors that the rapper was having an affair with Rihanna. That's according to this new book. The power couple, who started dating in 2000, allegedly split around the time Jay-Z scouted 17-year-old Rihanna in 2005 and managed to launch her debut single. And though the rumors were supposedly spread by a PR to boost Rihanna's profile, Beyonce wasn't sure what to make of the situation. Well,
You know what? I can tell you what the situation is right here.
Okay.
Look at Rihanna and you look at Beyonce. Uh-huh. Two beautiful, beautiful, world-class women, right?
Right. Yep.
Beautiful. And then look how handsome Jay-Z is. If you're a woman, how do you say no to that?
Yeah.
I mean, look how beautiful this man is. Specimen. There's no girl that can resist that. That smile, little bug eyes. Pear-shaped head of his. Oh, he's beautiful. Try to say no. Not when he gazes into your eyes. No. You melt like butter.
No.
Butter. You got to figure Rihanna melted like butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wanted a piece of the jizz.
Look how beautiful
he is. He is beautiful.
He's a gorgeous man.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. He should be the next James Bond.
And that's the thing. You know, as Beyonce and Rihanna, it's always harder to date somebody that's more attractive than you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I see why they have this vicious circle going on right now, because it's all about beauty. They're gorgeous.
So what was that noise?
God. Oh, you're about to throw up.
I know. So it seems that that's why they had that big fight in the elevator with Solange.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they're saying. That whole big fight was about, because he's hooking up with Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And then finally, this is my last little story. It was just in there, so I thought I'd tell you. It says men claim to be attracted to women who are much smarter than them until they actually meet one. Huh? It says men are threatened by smart women, even though they say they're attracted to them. Researchers found that men rated women who scored more highly on a test than them as more attractive than those who didn't. So basically it comes down to this. Men love bimbos.
Yeah.
You should not say yeah. You should not
I'm
say yeah.
I'm saying men do.
You should not say yeah. You should not say yeah.
I didn't say me. I said, on the whole, I think most men do like that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if they find it intimidating. I'm being serious.
I know.
I don't know if they find it intimidating. I don't know what exactly it is, but I mean, I personally find bimbo to be a little... Ugh. High maintenance, and it's just fatiguing. It gets old. I don't want to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I want some intelligence, somebody can think on their own.
It says when men actually met a smarter woman, they distanced themselves, showed less desire to exchange contacts or make a date, and tended to rate her as less attractive. Oh, my God.
No, let me follow you on this again.
Okay.
Who's less attractive?
The smart chick.
The smart chick is less attractive than a bimbo.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Bimbos usually have big boobs.
That's not always true.
I'm just saying. That's the way men picture it.
I'm going to be a bimbo so I can get a date.
Huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but you'd make a bad bimbo.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Why would I be a bad bimbo?
I don't know. You just come across as a very fake bimbo.
I can't do anything right. I can't. Yeah. I'm a bad bimbo.
If a guy's going to get a bimbo, we want a true, down-to-earth bimbo.
Oh, my God. I can do bimbo.
No, you can't pull it off.
Yes, I can.
No. Most women can't pull that off.
I think I can. I just need to, like, just be blank.
You can't ride down the road and let your hair fly in the wind. Be listening to, you know, music and being
all...
That's
not what a bimbo is.
No, your bimbo's boobies hang out.
Bimbo's like, what does that mean?
I know.
Yeah, what?
I just don't think you could pull it off.
Pull it off? How was that one? How's that with
fake? You're so fake right now.
All right, there you go. Double trash. Ta-da!
BJ and Jamie. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
On Alice 105.9.
This Halloween, prepare yourself for Week of the Living Deals.
coming to Belco branches October 26th through 31st. For 1 week only, get frightfully good deals on auto loans, credit cards, CDs, and their home equity choice line. Plus your chance to win $1,000 or a haunted experience at the Stanley Hotel. It all happens October 26th through 31st, online and in Belco branches. Learn more at belco.org/livingdeals or call 1-800-BELCO-1.
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Belco is not affiliated with the Stanley Hotel and is not responsible for the products or services redeemed with this prize. Belco membership required. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA.
Belco. Banking for everyone.
Right now, find great deals at JCPenney's Friends and Family Sale. Download their app for coupons and to sign up for JCPenney's Rewards.
At Children's Hospital Colorado, our experts take on kids' health rumors and set the record straight. Visit Just Ask Children's at Children's Colorado. .org/Alice.
Hey, it's Jamie. I've been telling you about this amazing product. It's known as Fresh Wave. Here's what Fresh Wave is. If you have a little stinky kid, if you have a stinky dog, this eliminates all those odors. We all have them everywhere, from the bathroom, the kitchen, the diaper pail. But here's the fact. You don't need chemicals or heavily perfumed air fresheners to get rid of the stink. Not when you have Fresh Wave. Fresh Wave natural odor-removing products use simple, pure, and natural ingredients to get rid of any bad odors anywhere. Fresh Wave actually makes the odor molecules disappear. This is the same science that they've been removing odors from industrial places all over the world for over 20 years. So if it works there, just imagine what it can do for your litter box or those 9-year-old little shoes. And you'll find the new Fresh Wave at your local Target store. Look for Fresh Wave in the air care section. Head to happyhealthyodorfree.com to find a Target store near you. And if you have the Target Cartwheel app, check out the amazing Fresh Wave deal running now through October 31st. 20% off all Fresh Wave products at Target. If you don't have Cartwheel, download it now for great deals.
Right now, shop your Rocky Mountain Acura dealers and find aggressive lease and financing offers on the all-new 2016 Acura MDX. With blind spot information system and front and rear parking sensors. RockyMountainAcuraDealers.com.
Max Fall, at the place where you always get more than you pay for. TJ Maxx. Brands you love at prices that work for you. Max style with Italian leather handbags and booties. Max your look with brand name watches and layered necklaces. Or max your home, nestle in with cozy new pillows and throws. Keep your standards high and your spending low. For fall fashion and home decor, max first at TJ Maxx and max life.
Tomorrow is Carpet Mill Outlet Store's one-day private sale. Take advantage of up to 40% off carpet this Saturday at Carpet Mill Outlet. Find your nearest Carpet Mill Outlet dealer at carpetmilloutletstores.com. And now get 2 years interest-free.
The mane of your dreams is out there. So split up with your split ends. Dump your drugstore hair dye and bid adieu to your same old shampoo. Take the Sally Beauty Hair Dare. Try one of our hundreds of salon quality products for less. They're all backed by our love it or return it guarantee. Come see the experts at the new Sally Beauty and discover pro quality tools starting at $19.99. The best selection of hair color and hair care solutions under $10. Beautiful finds, beautiful prices. Sally Beauty.
When you stop by your local Big O Tires Big October Savings event, you'll meet people like Doug. People you'll know by the smile on their face and the name tag on their shirts. Individuals who take pride in offering great deals like saving $100 instantly on in-stock sets of four installed Big O brand tires through November 1st. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted retail price not to exceed $35. Disposal fees where permitted, not valid with other offers at participating locations.
Right now, while the Powerball jackpot is $150 million or less, you can win up to 10 times the cash by adding PowerPlay for an extra buck. That's 10 times the cash, coin, money, moolah, bank, bread, bucks, bacon, greenbacks, and gravy for one measly dollar. It's true. 10 times the cheddar, cheese, dough, dinero, lettuce, loot, clams, cabbage, paper, and presidents for just one little old Washington with Power Play 10 times. Jackpot and match 5 prizes excluded. Must be 18 to buy. Prizes equal 50% of sales. Odds of winning 1 in 25. See ColoradoLottery.com for details.
If planning ahead isn't one of your strong suits, that's okay. Your girlfriend still loves you, but if you want to pull off an epic proposal over the holidays, it's never too early to get started. Come to Shane Company, and our non-commissioned sales team will help you pick out her perfect engagement ring. We'll show you as many rings as you want to see with no pressure to buy. We'll show you the correct way to evaluate diamonds so you can pick the perfect one that will rock her world without blowing up your budget. Because we've eliminated all middlemen and their markups, you'll get the best value for your money. Be proud of how wisely you shopped, and give her a ring she'll be proud to show off forever when you buy from Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, 1/2 mile east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road, or in Westminster off Highway 36 at 104th. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver, Boulder.
An Entercom communication station.
BJ and Jamie.
Traffic on Alice.
A pretty good drive for us out here. This Friday, quiet, lighter than normal volume. Just a couple of slow spots. Turnpike out of Broomfield heading to Boulder. North Alley out of North Glen. Some stop and go there. I-70 on the elevated over towards Colorado, as well as 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, even C-472 Highlands Ranch. We're sponsored by King Supers, but only minor slowing. Coming up from Surrey Ridge into the Tech Center, there's an accident at Dry Creek, but off to the side, and 225 is kind of solid from Parker heading on back. That may be the slowest route we have. King Supers is looking for friendly new associates, various positions available with advancement opportunities. Apply today at jobs.kingsupers.com. Valid email required. Now back to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Alice, 105.9.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
I had me a boy turn him into a man. I showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. Then I let him go. Now there's one in California who can curse my name. Cause I found me a better. But they never wanna leave.
Jamie
on Alice.